The 2021 session of the General Assembly was atypical, to say the least. The public was barred from the statehouse, leaving lobbyists to advocate virtually. It's frankly amazing that Champions for Children had any successes at all. And yet, we did. In February, the General Assembly overrode Governor Hogan's veto of the Blueprint for Maryland's Future. In addition to K-12 reforms, this landmark legislation vastly expands public pre-K programs. It also creates 135 new Judy centers and 30 new family support centers over the next decade. This is a life-changing victory by any standard. Less well-known was newly passed legislation extending Maryland's earned income tax credit. This is a boon for families in the wake of COVID-19's financial ravages. And still other victories were won establishing and supporting more family child care providers in Maryland, and one paving the way to expanding early childhood mental health supports. Other proposals were not so fortunate. The Time to Care Act of 2021 to establish a paid family leave program for Maryland workers was unsuccessful. Regrettable, given the overwhelming support of voters of all political stripes and its gathering momentum at the federal level. In the end, we demonstrated that a pandemic cannot silence the voices for Maryland's young children. Now, advocates collectively take a breath and begin preparations for 2022 and every year thereafter until Maryland is the best place in America to be a little kid. The First 5 Years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Doug Lent.